The real estate market is booming. Whether you look in the suburbs or the city, Chicago continues to expand, creating incredible opportunities for those in the know. We'll connect with Chicago's real estate moguls to bring you the wisdom and expertise to help make your next real estate move a lucrative one on the Real Estate Mogul Podcast.
How you guys doing? I'm Tony Arce, and this is the Real Estate Mogul Podcast on the face of Chicago business. Today, I'm joined by Sidra Atik of Lofty Real Estate. Sidra, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate it. So you're a hometown girl originally from Des Plaines, huh?
Yes, yes.
Now, you originally did not start off in real estate. You had a very interesting journey to get to where you're at today, but you're both a real estate broker and an interior designer, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you do in terms of, you know, what most of the time you think real estate, right? You only think real estate broker. Very few, I think, have that interior design experience. So just tell me a little bit about what you do and, you know, what makes you different than most realtors?
Yeah. So I actually started in interior design before I got my real estate broker's license. And so, you know, it's kind of worked really well together. And so, you know, I'll help design people's homes and then I'll help them either buy and sell it at the same time. So it's kind of worked out really well together.
You have that creative side and it gives you your creative outlet.
Yes. I love just creating, you know, designs, and that's actually what I love most. So I love when my real estate clients are open to the idea of finding some of these fixer-upper opportunities.
Yeah.
And actually like help me or have me help them visualize what they can actually do to the space. I think I never realized that a lot of people don't know how to do that.
So true, though.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, I'll be like stepping in the space and I'm like, this is a great opportunity. And they're like, what are you talking about? And so it's been a lot of fun to have a lot of people trust me in that. And obviously, you know, with real estate, that's a pretty big purchase. And sometimes that's the biggest purchase a lot of people will do in their life. So
100%.
I love that, you know, I've been able to build trust with my clients and, you know, them actually giving me this opportunity to work with them on that stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, apart from just the trust that goes into trusting someone in real estate or with your finances, you really do need to trust someone with the way something looks, right?
Yes.
And trusting you that, hey, she's got it. Like that vision is something that I want to see.
Exactly.
Now, looks like you were pretty much groomed for a life in real estate with the jobs that you had leading up to it and, you know, finance and, you know, working in mergers and acquisitions. Tell me a little bit about the career path. Before real estate.
Well, you know, it's funny, Tony, when I was actually, I didn't mention this to you before, but when I was like in seventh or I was younger when the internet came up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually helped my parents find their first house. So I should have known.
Yeah.
And
you took the long journey to get there.
Yes, exactly. And so like I had set up tours because at that point you could just kind of like I would find the houses on the internet and send it to them. And then they actually bought the house. I found them, which is kind of funny. But obviously I was not the broker at that age.
For it, right?
No, no, I did not. But, you know, my previous experiences were in corporate America. I had started, you know, I was working at Sidley Austin, which was a law firm. And then I went over to Baird, which was an investment bank, and kind of was working in like the M&A private equity space. And, you know, there was just long, grueling hours at times. And during this time in my life, I actually had gotten sick with a condition called Bell's palsy. And with that is just facial paralysis. And I had like probably the worst,
case of it.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And it was like I couldn't blink my eye for 6 months, so I had like an eye patch, so kind of like pirate. And then I couldn't eat for like a month, as in solid food, so I was just on liquid diet.
Was it your whole face, like half your face?
Or half
it?
My face.
Wow.
Even my left shoulder, like I couldn't lift my handbag.
So it was all on the left side?
Yes, yeah, except my leg, like it was kind of weird, yeah. So it was like my entire left side. So I, you know, had to rehab, and a lot of it actually was just like you had to sleep and rest and really take care of your body.
Yeah, you were saying that, like basically your road to recovery was all about self-care and meditation.
Yeah,
and taking it easy, right?
Oh yeah, and I never knew anything about that before.
Not at all.
No, I had no idea what meditation was.
Wow. So was that something that was recommended to you like medically, or was it?
You know, It's funny because with Bell's palsy, a lot of people don't really know what to do with it anyways. Yeah. And so it was kind of...
Like there's no cure for it, right?
No.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like a condition. I mean, people will get it like if the wind hits their ear incorrectly in a convertible or something.
You know, something like that happened to me when I was in the Marines and I just woke up and I couldn't move my wrist. Like I couldn't get my wallet out of my back pocket.
Oh my God.
From my right hand, you know, right pocket.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get back to it. I had to like reach back with my left hand and... But it went away within like a day and had no explanation, but they were calling. I was in Australia at the time and they were calling, you know, military hospitals all over the world. Like, have you seen? And they're going to fly me back to some specialist in San Diego from, you know, Australia. Yeah. But anyway, they just
I'm glad it's working now.
Yeah. Yeah. But not to take away from, you know, from your story, but yeah, it's interesting.
Crazy.
I never thought that what it could have been.
Yeah. Right? Especially when you're young, you know, like I was maybe 25 when all of this happened. And so
I was 21.
Yeah. And you never think anything like that. And so with that, you know, there wasn't a lot to help me. And so I was just like, okay, let's just treat my body like gold. Like let's eat super healthy. Let's take care. Let's rest. And so, yeah, it was kind of just doing that. And then obviously I found doctors that could help me and, that, which is, you know, really help my livelihood because at times you would just get so depressed. Like,
I can imagine.
You can't, and you can't really show your emotion. So like if I wanted to smile, I couldn't smile.
Yeah.
And so I think with the industries I was in, it was just super stressful and stress would trigger it even more.
Yeah.
And so I kept relapsing and going back and forth, back and forth. And so at one point I just had a conversation with my husband and was like, you know, I just don't know what to do. And he kind of helped support me and kind of was like, you know what, just quit and let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And so during that, I guess I had my epiphany.
back to seventh grade.
Yeah. It all connected. Yeah. And so basically, you know, I started shadowing a real estate broker. I just wanted, you know, I've worked my entire life since I was 15 and a half. And so I just, you know, not having any work, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know,
you just cold out quit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now this shadowing, how'd you approach that? Did you just randomly call a realtor and like, hey, can I call you around?
Right. actually, one of my best friends, she had was connected to this broker and he had helped her buy and sell her investment properties. And so he was looking for, you know, assistance and he was super busy. And so, you know, I was just like, let me just be an admin, honestly. Like, it's like 2 days a week. At least it's no pressure. Like, I was even like, I'll go work at Starbucks. Like, I just wanted like to deal with people, but like happy, you know, like just, I don't know.
Well, you're saying you're an extrovert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You feed off that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So I was like, I just need people around me, but like, I don't want to work like crazy hours. And so it just worked out where, you know, I shadowed him one day and I was like, this is interesting. And so I started doing 2 days a week that turned into like me then getting licensed. And, you know, we kind of were like collaborating, but then he had moved away. And so I kind of was left alone in a sense where I was like, okay, well, this is kind of a sign to just go and start your everything that I was doing.
Yeah.
Because at that same time, I was design. So like during my whole corporate background, I was helping people design their houses just because it was like my creative
bug. Passion.
Yeah. Yeah. Like something that gave me like happiness. And
of course.
And so my sister actually was helping, like we worked together.
Oh, no way. Like you're actually like professionally in a sense.
Yeah.
Like teaming up.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been designing together like since this all started.
No way.
Yeah. And it kind of started too with our DIYs. So I had mentioned this to you earlier, but like my husband and I had bought our first condo and again, it was kind of a fixer upper, like orange countertops.
Something that you plan on living in or something that you just wanted to flip it in like as an investment?
Lived in.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
So we lived in it while we were flipping it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Don't recommend it. I've done it twice now and I'm done.
I bet.
Yeah, it just ruins a lot of your good habits, I feel like. Especially if the kitchen is done. Like,
yeah.
And then we're doing the work. It's like,
Oh, wow. That's a lot. It's a lot to take on.
Yes.
Not just from the work aspect, but just to have to deal with it.
Yes.
Exactly. Live around it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And as a designer, like, I like things in their places.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, and then it takes a little bit longer when we're doing it. So, yeah. So then just kind of like, I think it all kind of, the universe just made it all come together.
So it seems like not that you had an easier approach, but you definitely invested in that time where you weren't out there on your own just trying to figure it out, but, you know, teaming up with someone who's done that before. What did you see as, I guess, the benefit of that, having seen others, you know, I'm sure, working alongside others that, you know, didn't have that opportunity to shadow someone? You know, how do you feel that helped you out more than anything else?
Definitely. It gave me really great experience. You know, the guy I was partnering with, it was, you know, he was working with developments. So I was kind of learning a lot just with developments, the buy and sell for just residential, and then also like leasing. So I was kind of seeing it all. And, you know, for me, like, because I'm an extrovert, you know, I got to know a lot of the people that I was helping. And I think one instance really stands out to me, like, I just remember a woman that was just not in, she was domestically abused, and she needed housing. And so, you know, she, you know, because you get all these inquiries and people coming in, and I had been able to help her find housing. And like, I remember when we got her the lease, like both of us are just kind of tearing up. But, you know, I think when that, those things happen, and, you know, a house is where I've told you, like, people thrive in. You should have a good home, because I think you can achieve a lot, and it's just, I think, good mental energy.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of was like, okay, like, I think this is my calling, you know. And out of all of this, even obviously that's like a really severe, you know, what she was dealing with, but like, even just my other clients that I just help, you know, find them a house and then I help them design it, they're so happy and thankful because, you know, they have a beautiful home that they've always wanted and dreamed of. And I think people sometimes don't realize that they can achieve it. And obviously, like, I can be budget conscious, and then I can be like no budget, you know, so I can kind of do it. But it's, you know, I don't think design needs to be like, oh, I need to have this high of a budget. You should just create a space that works for you and serves for you and you're proud of.
Absolutely. What approach do you take when, I guess, from that design element, you know, in talking to someone initially about what they're looking for, in buying a house, like, you know, what kind of goes off in your head in terms of whether that be the questions that you ask, like, how do you get to that vision of what you're like, okay, I know exactly what you're going to like, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I think recently it's more so people, you know, like on my Instagram or just my portfolio, people will be like, I just like what you post, so I just want you to design it. So like, love those clients because they trust me and I kind of can just do my thing.
And be you, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of freedom with that.
Exactly. And it's great because, you know, then I can truly design very well because, you know, designing is actually very difficult because the undertones and everything needs to match appropriately. And
it's got to all tie in together.
Exactly. And if it doesn't, like, it will look off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think, and obviously when I've grown into, you know, I've done so many at this point, there's more of that trust and that credibility associated with it. But, you know, when I first started, I would get a lot of pushback on certain things, but, you know, I would just, I think the main thing is like bringing it together, finding inspiration images, helping figure out what they want. So I do like incorporating people's backgrounds, what they, you know, ultimately want, because it's their house, it's not my house. And so I will have them find me images that they like, and then I will also kind of get to know them, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, from a personality standpoint, how much plays into that, you know, where once you kind of get a feel for their personality, you're like, oh, is it like that moment of aha kind of thing where you make that connection from a personality standpoint?
Definitely. Because, you know, I think too, you can see if they would be willing to go a little bit more fun in the design. Are they more neutral? Like, you know, what do they kind of gravitate towards? And so that really helps me on the design side. And then just kind of honing in on them personally. And then obviously, like, I like to bring them options. So I'll be like, this is one thing that I was leaning towards, and this is another design that I was leaning towards. And then obviously they can maybe mix it, and then we collaborate together.
Yep.
Or they're like, you know what, I actually hate this tile now. Can you source something else? And I'll be like, absolutely. And bring them additional options. I think options are key.
they really are. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and it gives people that sense of freedom too, right? Like, not being told.
Exactly. Like, and that they're designing it as well. You know, like I want them to feel like they did this home as well, not just me. Like there's this, I think it's a Progressive commercial and they're like, yeah, I didn't consult my interior designer. Yeah. And it's like all just like very minimal and stones. And like he's trying to sit on the chair. So I don't want to do that for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yes.
So what do you love most about, you know, the job, I guess? Is it the real estate part, the design? Is it the combination of the two? Like, it seems like you really thrive off of both.
Yeah, I love both. Honestly, like, obviously, like with my background too, like I just like transactional too, like being a part of that scene with the real estate. And then obviously, like, you know, I love when my clients are open to fixer uppers or value add opportunities within real estate. Yeah. And you know, even like phasing it out, like you can purchase it now and then let's talk in like a year or two, save up for it, and then let's design it. And then, you know, they'll be able to make money off of it, things like that. Like I like that whole approach.
For sure.
Obviously, you know, I'll have real estate clients that I don't really do any design for. But, you know, even walking through the properties, like I'll be like, oh, your couch can fit here, or like this can be here. Oh, this will be great for your like knit room or whatever.
Or even just to think that what you just said, like it doesn't need any design work. And that's to have that, you know, to have someone, an expert saying,
yeah,
this is good.
This is good. You will love it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, for those realtors that are listening, right? What are some of the challenges that you had to overcome that you can impart some wisdom on as you started your career in real estate?
I guess learning the real estate industry too, you know, obviously you're negotiating. So it's kind of like I think I've gotten a lot better in my negotiation skills, and also just reading a lot of books and just how to deal with other brokers. And, you know, I think as brokers, like you guys are, you're kind of collaborating, you know, and you're trying to get best for both, like your side and their side. So kind of trying to find a happy medium and make sure that the seller doesn't feel like they're being taken advantage of, and the buyer's not feeling taken advantage of. Because this is, again, like house to me is like your heart and your home. And I just think, and it's also good business, right? Like, I think if you do good business, like good karma will come to you and all this stuff. But yeah, so I think like that part at first, because when I first started, I think people would try to strong arm me.
Yeah, right. And just because they know that you're newer.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But I don't think they realize my background. So I was like, no, like my client's not going to accept that, you know. But yeah. Obviously, like, you know, being new, I think. And then as a woman, I think people try to like strong arm you and things. But I won't let that happen for my clients.
you can tell right away for your personality. Yeah.
I was like, I'm nice until I'm not.
And now, you know, you it seems like you have a really easy time making relationships and networking, you know. But what's, I guess, the thing that's worked for you most in terms of growing your getting your name out there, right, in the community?
Honestly, I go back to, if you do good work, it will and your reputation. I think reputation is key in this business.
100%.
And so I always do right by my clients. I don't try to do anything shady or anything like that. Yeah. That's just not who I am. And it carries, because it's crazy, because now, you know, obviously it was like my circle that was using me at first. And now it's kind of expanded into like my circle.
Yep, yep.
I've had people contact me that I have no idea who they are. And I'm like, is this real? Like, but it's kind of cool, because, you know, I'm not at a big name brokerage either. The reason why I'm at Lofty is just it works for me, because I do like doing the design stuff and both, you know, intermixed. And, you know, it's, for me, it works, right? You know, for others, it might be going to those brokerages because they offer a lot to you. But I kind of had my design set up before I was doing the real estate. Yeah. And so for me, it just didn't make sense to kind of go to them, because I had all my account, you know, like my subscriptions, everything already for my design business. And so it just kind of worked well for me in that regard.
So yeah, I'm curious about that. So when you were saying like kind of picking a boutique agency versus like a bigger name agency, you felt like it was more conducive to the design side, or allowing you to express that design side of your, you know, talents?
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know how it is maybe at bigger brokerages, but I just assumed it's like, you know, oh, numbers and like
much
more real estate focused. Like I'm doing both. So it was just kind of like I need flexibility and room and not somebody breathing down my neck or something, you know. And this is all just independent brokers, kind of similar to like it's a HomeSmart or, you know, one of those types of brokerages. But yeah, and for me too, I think when I originally started, I was just kind of helping my family members, my friends and all of that. And it just worked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? What's the vision? What are the goals for you in real estate?
HGTV.
Yeah?
I wish.
Have your own show.
Yeah, right. That would be great.
But why not?
Yeah, right.
Got to put it out there. Yeah. Got to believe it.
Hopefully they're listening. I think definitely I just want to keep growing and obviously still do the real estate, still do this design, kind of hiring, bringing on a team. So like I have one of my friends actually got his broker's license and is starting to kind of he's probably going to start helping me this summer.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, like a little team. Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. And on the design side, I have a girl that helps me on that too, and then my sister as well. And so just kind of growing both and seeing where it goes, and just servicing our clients. That's all I really care about.
That's amazing. And if you're listening and, you know, it sounds like you could connect with Sidra and looking to buy or sell your house or have interior design needs, or you work for HGTV.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're here.
Yeah. We're here. But please encourage you to reach out to her directly. There's a form below that you can contact and she'll get that immediately. But Sidra, thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your story and, you know, everything you do for your clients.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.